Runners from all over the world are flocking into town for Monday's 113th Boston Marathon. Four-time champion Bill Rogers is in the race for the first time in a decade. Rogers had prostate cancer surgery last year and says he does not plan to quit the sport.
But I've run so many hard marathons in my life, that spirit's kind of gone competitively. But to be on the course, you know, and be part of the Boston Marathon is always... Oh, boy, that's something else. That's something.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock spoke with Bart Yasso of Runner's World magazine about the enduring appeal of the Boston Marathon and what he thinks about this year's race.
I've been at the Boston Marathon every year since 1982, and you would think at some point it wouldn't be exciting anymore, but it actually gets more exciting every year.
What makes it so special?
Well, in my early days, I was here as a runner, and now I'm here as a journalist for Runner's World magazine and doing book signings and other stuff, seminars that we do at the expo prior to the race. But the excitement is the race changes every year. It just gets more exciting. New things happen every year. This year is very exciting because for the first time in a long time, we have a really good chance that an American could win on both the male side and the female side.
Tell me about those two runners on the American team, so to speak, here. No American winner since 1983 on the men's side, no American winner on the women's side since 1985. You believe that could change this year?
Yes, I believe on Monday that could change. Ryan Hall on the men's side has the fastest personal record or personal best going into the race, which is very significant. He also talks about winning this race, and he dreams about running with the best runners in the world. Of course, Robert Chariot is one of the best runners in the world, also entered in the race. And on the female side, Kara Goucher. And Kara's trained by Alberto Salazar, a gentleman who won the Boston Marathon in 1982, one of the most epic races ever. So that combination, and also Kara's the same way. She dreams about winning this race, and this is something she wants to do. She wants to bring marathoning back to prominence in the U.S. So doing it here would be the place to do it.
Now, this is only her second marathon, correct? Is that a concern?
Yes, it is only her second marathon, and I actually think that's an advantage because she has what we call in running fresh legs. She's not beat up. I believe that first marathon, which was New York City, which she did very well, she learned a lot. So I think this second marathon being Boston, I think this course will work to her benefit, and I believe she learned so much in New York, she'll really run a smart race, not only a fast race.
Ryan Hall, I think he was 10th in the Olympics in Beijing in that marathon. Was that a disappointment for him?
Yeah, I believe all the stuff, you know, and when I talked to him personally, I mean, I think he ran more of a tactical race than he thought he should. But, you know, still 10th at the Olympics is pretty impressive because that field was stacked. So, I think he just put too much into it. And I think when you talk to him leading into Boston, he's just going to let the race come to him and just be himself out there. I think he overthought Beijing. And I think the beauty of running is the simplicity of it. And you kind of just get out there, be yourself, and let the race come to you. And I think it'll do very well.
Well, thanks so much for speaking to me.
Oh, thank you so much, Alex.
Bart Yasso of Runner's World magazine. His book, My Life on the Run, comes out in paperback next month. He spoke with WBUR's Alex Ashlock.